And a big welcome to our audience today at Leo's Spaghetti Bar, which is right smack bang in the middle of Melbourne's favourite suburb of Sleaze, St Kilda, where our big theme on the famous Radio National Quiz is... crime fiction, a genre over which male and female writers have been tussling for years, and today will be no exception. Our man on the keyboard is Boris Connolly. Let's meet the guests.
To represent the truly epic struggle between the sexes in the field of crime writing, may I introduce the Sisters in Crime team. They are Sue Turnbull, academic and crime reviewer, and crime writer Lindy Cameron. And they will take on the brothers-in-law, the one and only Shane Maloney, creator of Professional Cynic, Murray Whelan, together with crime aficionado and aspiring author, Andres Cable.
Okie dokie, brothers and sisters, let's test your buzzers. Shane Maloney, let's hear your buzzer, please. Oh, Shane's heartbeat. Missed a jump there. That's the sound of the brothers, and the sound of the sisters is Lindy.
Oh!
All right, the rules are simple. You get a point for a correct answer. You lose a point if your answer is wrong. Question one, we cut straight to the chase. A man at the door says, "Nice dress. Take it off." Yes, Sue.
That is Janet Ivanovich's, I think it's number 5. It's Janet Ivanovich. It's one of, it's the end of her book where her ongoing character has two men in her life. And one of them arrives at her door and says, "Nice dress, take it off." But nobody knows which one it is until the next book, which was the 6th. So it's 5. 5 is high five.
I'm going to give you half a point. It's from Janet Ivanovich's Hot 6.
Okay.
The reply from Stephanie Plum is, "The dress dropped to my shoulders and pulled at my feet, leaving me in my slut shoes and Victoria's Secret barely there bikinis." I'm not sure I know what slut shoes are. This is the Radio National Quiz. Question 2. Which detective on film says, "Yes, Angel, I'm going to send you over"? Oh, my goodness me. That was Lindy.
Sam Spade.
Sam Spade in...
The Maltese Falcon.
Played by...
Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, I get 2 points for that. Excellent answer. Yes, Angel, he says, "I'm going to send you over. The chances are you'll get off with life. That means if you're a good girl, you'll be out in 20 years and I'll be waiting for you. And if they hang you, I'll always remember you."
Ah, yes, but is this Bridget O'Shaughnessy? Who's he talking to?
Bridget O'Shaughnessy.
Bridget O'Shaughnessy. Right, okay. Gee, you're smart, you lot.
It's spooky, Shane. You better pick up your game. Listen to this one, Shane, and wait for the question.
Down these mean streets, a man must go who is not himself mean, who is neither tarnished nor afraid. The detective must be such a man. He is the hero. He is everything. I do not care much about his private life. He is neither a eunuch nor a satyr. I think he might seduce a duchess, and I am quite sure he would not spoil a virgin. He is a lonely man, and his pride is that you will treat him as a proud man or be very sorry you ever met him. If there were enough like him, I think the world would be a very safe place to live in, and yet not too dull to be worth living in.
Who wrote that? What's the title, Sue?
It was Raymond Chandler, and it was The Simple Art of Murder.
Oh, get 2 marvellous points.
Come on, guys.
Brothers, brothers, brothers.
And the fix is in. The fix is in. I'm pushing
Where's
the
heartbeat?
Button.
Where's
it's
the heartbeat?
Let's just hear if that buzzer's working.
Andres, stitched.
Andres, press your buzzer. Yes, you
Nothing
see.
Wrong with the buzzer.
No, something wrong with a finger that's holding the buzzer. Andres, what did you think about that quote? Do you think male detectives, well, that they should never be tarnished or mean or afraid? What kind of people makes a detective hero if it's a bloke?
Well, I like my detectives definitely tarnished. Very, very, very dark is my preference for
rusty.
Crime fiction.
Rusty. Not just tarnished, rusty. Yeah.
And why is that?
Well, we're all like that, aren't we? Nobody fits that ideal anymore, do they?
Does that mean you're impatient with the idea of the hero as someone who's virtuous and marvellous?
No, isn't the flawed hero the prevalent concept in modern crime fiction?
He's more interesting.
Yes.
But contemporary heroes are kind of the middle-aged detective who, you know, has a failed marriage, an alcohol problem, is trying to give up smoking. I mean, Shane, you write that kind of a detective.
I was wondering where that was going there. Me, I like blondes. They get dirty faster.
Over the last 30 years, feminist crime writers have challenged the stereotypes of women in crime fiction. Who said this?
One of the differences is that we're pretty realistic about what it takes to keep fit. It's not like Marlowe, who could get hit on the head 5 times, drink 2 quarts of rye, and still come out on top in a confrontation.
Very nice. Sue, you buzzed.
I did. I'm sorry. I should have waited for her to
finish. No, it was a very good buzz.
I think it's Sarah Paretsky.
Yes, it is. Sarah Paretsky. Get a point.
I see that bending the rules can work very well for you here.
I'll take it back.
Now, Sarah... Yes, come on, brothers.
I feel at a distinct advantage. We're coming at you with our beating hearts and you're shooting back.
Now, Sarah Paretsky, who founded Sisters in Crime in 1986, is sometimes called the mother of the new female private eye. But who, with initials MM, may have a greater claim to that title? Yes, Andres.
Marsha Muller or Muller.
Yes, get a point. Who's her San Francisco investigator? Yes, Lindy.
Sharon McCone.
Sharon McCone, get a point. Marcia Muller's partner, Bill Pronzini, is also a crime writer. In Double, their two characters actually meet at a private investigators' conference. What is so unusual about Pronzini's Detective Sue?
I think he's the man with no name.
He's the man with no name. Get a point.
Okay.
Yes, he's known as the nameless detective, although sometimes he does get called Wolf. Now, what do you think, brothers, about this whole, well, feminist thing? I mean, have you ever been tempted yourself, or have you ever met other writers who were tempted to take on a female identity and write 1 or 2 female-type detective novels for cash?
Have I ever been tempted to put on women's apparel?
For money.
For money. No, although the location of tonight's quiz in St Kilda has given me pause for thought on the subject, but no, I've not been tempted to write a female detective type character. It seems.
Under your own name or anyone else's?
Under my own name or anyone else's, indeed.
Andres?
I can think of very few male crime fiction writers have attempted that.
You're nodding, Sue. Can you think of anyone who's done it?
Yeah, there's a British guy who's done it and had a series, and I'm trying to recall
his name.
Yeah. But I do remember... Maybe it's best that I don't recall his name, because I think he ended up having a very confrontational moment at a crime conference. And he was making the case, which I thought was actually quite legitimate, which there are a great many women crime writers whose heroes are male. You know, it was P.D. James, Ruth Rendell Wexford. So we don't criticise women for having central male characters, but we do, in fact, police, if I can use that term, men writing female characters.
Are you conceding that point reluctantly, Sue?
I am conceding it in a very sort of... maybe we're into a postmodern feminist moment and we can let that one go.
I still think you'd be writing for a fall.
What kind of moment did you say?
A postmodernist feminist moment.
Yeah, I've never been in a postmodern feminist moment before. It's quite exciting, isn't it?
It's scary. It's very scary.
It is.
All right. A man who's never been in a postmodern feminist moment is the American legend James Ellroy, who was provoked into writing crime by what personal tragedy? Yes, Sue.
By the murder of his mother when he was about 10, which he actually fictionalized in, I think it was his second crime novel called Black Dahlia. And then he wrote his own true crime account of it, which I think is the best thing he's ever written. I can't read his crime stories, called My Dark Places.
Yes, get a point. Ellroy's books are set in a world of conspiracies and cover-ups. What was the name of his novel about the Kennedy assassination? Yes, Sue.
Okay, I'm going to lose this one. It's not LA Confidential, is it?
It's not LA Confidential. Lose a point.
Okay.
Yes, Shane Maloney.
The Warren Report.